Melissa in the Morning spends a few minutes with U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I have raised these issues over 3 years. I was ignored. I have serious concerns about the safety of the 787 and 777 aircraft. I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
You're hearing just a small snippet from yesterday's congressional hearing in, this was in Washington, D.C. It all surrounds Boeing aircraft and whether or not there should be some severe safety concerns that you should be worried about, even other airlines should be worried about. Certainly lawmakers on both sides of the aisle at the federal level have been very worried about what's going on with Boeing aircraft, especially since what happened back in January, where a door on an Alaska Airlines flight flew off in the middle of a flight. So Senator Blumenthal is here, and I want to talk about the very latest after this hearing yesterday with not one, but I heard two whistleblowers and some other engineers, other experts in the field to talk about this. Good morning, Senator Blumenthal. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
So in the reports that I was just looking at earlier this morning, my understanding is the whistleblower you just heard from, he didn't bring physical evidence, I guess, for the claims he was making against Boeing. What did you gather from yesterday's testimonies, and what are your fears this morning when it comes to aircraft and certainly Boeing in particular?
You are absolutely right, Melissa, that he was one of several whistleblowers, but probably the most prominent one. And he brought a really gripping picture of a company ignoring valid safety practices and a safety culture by, for example, at the plant where he worked for several years, pushing the parts of the fuselage together, as he put it in that clip that you aired, by jumping on them, by forcing them together, but not properly attaching parts of that fuselage, which is obviously the shell of the airplane that we ride in when we get on a plane. And that was one of numerous kinds of safety defects, manufacturing failures that were described by those whistleblowers. Now, I want to just urge that we not panic. I'm not jumping to conclusions that airplanes are unsafe, but they are certainly less safe than they should be. And that's the reason why that Alaska Airlines incident is so important, with the panel blowing off, and why, frankly, the 737 MAX 8 crashes back in 2018, 2019 could have been avoided with proper safety practices and safety culture. So we're at a moment of reckoning for Boeing, which is one of the two largest airplane manufacturers in the world. And the need is for the federal government, the FAA, to do its job and insist on safe airplane construction. And I'll just make one more point. What he described was absolutely gripping and dramatic. But the most compelling part of his testimony was really about the retaliation against him. Boeing didn't say, oh, we welcome your views, we're going to look into it. They retaliated against him by harassing him, transferring him, isolating him, taking him off the working groups. And then ultimately there were threats even of violence against him.
Which is just completely unacceptable. That's absolutely insane. Right. Like, that's crazy.
Exactly.
I mean, workplace intimidation, especially at that level of a company, like you said, Boeing is, if not the largest manufacturer of our commercial airlines, our planes. So that's crazy to me that somebody would be treated that way. But you also know when you get that big, you never know what's going on behind closed doors. Look at the whistleblower in Facebook. I have no idea what even happened to her, but she's kind of completely disappeared. Yeah, that's very frightening, certainly. So I'm glad that you brought that up as well. And we have Senator Blumenthal here after a congressional hearing where several whistleblowers came forward talking about some of the real severe troubles they have seen on the job working for Boeing, including one prominent testimony that came from a longtime engineer for them. And so I want to know if you think, after hearing what went on during this hearing, do you believe this has been a long-term problem with Boeing? Or do you feel that there are reasons for why this has now become an issue in the last 5 to 10 years, whether that's worker shortages, different materials, or are we just aware of it more because we have such access to information and we're putting that out there more than we did before? What do you think?
Boeing was once one of the preeminent American corporations known for its integrity and its safety. And what happened is that it lost its way. Why? It put profits over safety. It put production speed over quality. It made stock price more important than almost everything else. In fact, it focused on, as one witness said yesterday, 100% about the money. And there is a moral to this story, which is if you focus on the short-term money gains, you will short-circuit or shortcut quality and safety, and in the long run, probably damage the company. So this moment of reckoning has been years in the making. It's not about one airplane model like the 737 or the 787 or the 777. Not about one flight, one plane, one incident. It's really a collection of problems that have arisen basically because Boeing put profits over just about everything else. And so I think the company has to revamp and overhaul its perspective. The FAA has to do a better job of supervising and overseeing production. And we're going to continue our investigation very aggressively with bipartisan support. And I want to emphasize, as aggressive and outspoken as I was yesterday, Ron Johnson, the ranking Republican from Wisconsin, is even more so. And so it's going to be very bipartisan.
Senator Blumenthal, Boeing denies all of these allegations. In fact, they came out during the hearing or after the hearing yesterday in the overnight hours, what have you. They had videos that they put out there to the public showing its manufacturing work, its safety tests that they say they're doing on everything. And again, just denying everything. I'm curious if you believe this is just a Boeing problem, or has this stemmed the question of how is everything being managed and manufactured? How are we handling our aircraft, especially commercially? I mean, when you look at Boeing, again, I know it's the largest manufacturer for our commercial airplanes, but I'm wondering if you are now worried about any others, and if you feel we need to take that course of action basically across the board.
Well, Boeing is the largest United States manufacturer. There's Airbus in Europe. They're the two major ones. We've seen no signs of problems with the European manufacturer. And frankly, Boeing's supply chain also has been pretty reliable. So I think there's reason for hope that maybe it's just Boeing. Mm-hmm. And their denial of these problems, I think, is part and parcel of why they're in this trouble. They denied it when the whistleblower brought it to their attention, and they retaliated against them. Whatever you think about the merits of the manufacturing process, retaliation, reprisal, threats of physical violence, that kind of harassment should have no place in the American corporation. They ought to be welcoming people who have constructive criticism, even if they disagree with it. So I think their retaliation speaks volumes about the merits of their cause, and I hope that instead of being in denial, they will do the right thing and allow us to continue our investigation, comply with our document requests and demands. And in fact, they can come before the committee. We've invited Dave Calhoun, the CEO, to come before our committee. I expect he will.
I know you have to go, Senator Blumenthal, but last question really quickly. Do you believe we are just hyper-focused on a few bad instances that Boeing has been caught with faulty aircraft versus the number of successful airplanes they have made and have had zero issues with their manufacturing? Do you believe that this is just being hyper-focused on news that has really painted a picture that, wow, Boeing is really dropping the ball here? But when you compare that to the number of flights nobody hears about, do you think that that's what's going on?
Let me put it this way, Melissa, and I think, as I said earlier, there's no reason to panic here. I fly on Boeing airplanes, and what we're talking about is increased risk. We're not talking about every airplane crashing. We're not talking about the majority of airplanes crashing. But if one crashes, as
that's
did two of them back in 2018, 2019, that's a disaster. And innocent people lost their lives because Boeing failed. They failed to really follow appropriate standards on safety and training and other requirements. And that's an acknowledged fact. The FAA has been scathing in a recent report issued in March with 47 recommendations to Boeing. So I think the focus has to be on the safety practices and culture, because that's the way to prevent any of these crashes or other incidents from occurring.
Yeah, and I agree with you. If they could at least admit to those faults, at least that would bring some peace of mind to airline passengers, I would think. And Senator Blumenthal, we certainly will continue to follow the story, as I know it is far from over. Thank you so much for giving us the time to talk about it this morning.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You too. Senator Blumenthal here on WICC.